Sunnyside in your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. Good afternoon to you. It is the 29th day in the month of November 2022. One day to go and we are out of this month into the terrible month of December. Oh, December. Oh my God. My name is Denise Dennis Walu, and I'm so excited to be here as always. From now up until 3 p.m., don't worry, we're not going to have a short day on the sunny side today. We'll have our hours complete. No World Cup coverage. At least the World Cup coverage will come up at 4 p.m. Just a quick, do a quick confirmation on that one. The match between, hold on. Yeah, the match between Wales and England. Oh, it comes up at 8 p.m. actually. Pardon me, it comes up at 8 p.m. I was thinking it was the one between Tunisia and France coming up at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Very shortly, I'll reel out all that we're going to do today on the sunny side, and then the conversation will start in for. We're going on a quick commercial break, and thereafter, we'll dive right in. Just stay tuned to us.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it's still remains an egg. On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the sunny side. For this hour, we're going to be looking at the possibility of free and fair elections in Nigeria. Interesting, right? Our president said something, and we cannot but talk about it. It was something he said yesterday at the 2022 second ordinary session of the ECOWAS Parliament in Abuja. My questions are very straightforward and simple. Does the onus lie on the president alone to deliver a free and fair election come 2023? So much so that it becomes a legacy for him in Nigeria and, of course, in West Africa. And by every standard, what should a free and fair election entail? Remember, you can join the conversation live on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at NigeriaInfoBH, and also on Facebook. Facebook page is NigeriaInfo 92.3 PH. And then if you want to call to join the conversation, of course, the smart number, the only number you should call is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Kofi Annan once said that elections are at the heart of democracy. When conducted with integrity, they allow citizens to have a voice in how and by whom they are governed. This is because while human beings need security and livelihood, they also need freedom, dignity, and what? Justice. Now, President Muhammadu Buhari has promised to leave a legacy of free and fair elections in Nigeria and the West African sub-region at large. This he did mention or said at the 2022 second ordinary session of the ECOWAS Parliament in Abuja. The president said he will finish his second term next year, reiterating his desire to conduct a hitch-free election, adding that the country is committed to a stable West Africa. You wouldn't believe me if I say it, hence you'll hear it from the president himself. To listen.
Let me reaffirm that it is committed to ECOWAS efforts to support
So my questions are very simple. When we talk about free and fair elections in Nigeria, we have experienced democracy since when? 1999. One begins to wonder who takes full responsibility for ensuring that there is free and fair elections in Nigeria. Some people would say, oh, it should lie with the Independent National Electoral Commission. Others will say, well, the man at the helm of affairs tends to ensure that. Others will say, well, there are other subunits in the society. If they do their part, then we are guaranteed a free, fair, and credible election. And that is why the big question arises. Thus, the onus lie on the president alone to deliver a free and fair election come 2023. Are there other bodies or units that have to work together with him to ensure that that does happen? As ordinary citizens in Nigeria that are looking forward to a better tomorrow for this nation, is there any part, if any, that we can play to ensure a free and fair election come next year? And by every standard, when you think about it, and you say you want to judge what a free and fair election should entail, what should it entail, really? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 08090306416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call, and also be audible so that we can hear you. If you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, do remember that you can always send us a WhatsApp message, or you can send a message via Twitter or Facebook. Let's hear from Ada in Nkoro. Hi, Ada. Welcome to the
Sunday Side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, the president is right. If the president wants to do free and fair election, he can restrict the army, talk to them. Any minister or any government official should not go out with any army or any police. The election will be free and fair. And he also talk to the INEC to do the right thing at the right time, that if somebody wins, announce that person as a winner. Don't take sides. So what whatever thing the president said is right. Because me, I cannot do free and fair. I only just cast my vote and go. In time of counting, I'm not there. So the INEC will do. Somebody will win, they will take it to another person. So the president will do that. Thank you very much. God bless
you. Hold on. You say you're not going to be there in terms of counting votes. Hello?
I'm hearing you.
You say you're not going to be there when people are going to count votes.
Yes, they will count it at the unit. I will be there. They will count it at the local government headquarters. I will be there. But in time of their own office, I will not be there.
You will not be there.
So that the Makumaru can be played there. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ida. Alos here from Omuma. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Didi, free and fair election means giving all the whole political party equal playground for them to carry out to the campaign in the measuring process, both in voting and in counting the votes. That is what you mean by free and fair. But all other political parties is treated equal. In achieving this, it is not in the hand of Mr. President to achieve this. Good. Nigeria, Mr. President has done well to sign the new electoral law. It is now in the hand of the agency, the security agency, most importantly the INEC, to make sure that the idea of this new electoral law is being achieved. I've had one senior rec officer in INEC said 2023 should be an opportunity time for us. Let's use it and make our own money. So it is after after 4 years, that is when politicians will recognize the position and the chance we have in Nigeria.
Interesting.
So let's discuss so that we collect our own. See that these people who are working in these agencies that should prioritize and carry out this responsibility to ensure that election is being conducted free and fair, have given themselves out to be financially induced by these politicians. It is only in Nigeria that an IGF staff will predict somebody who will pass election even before the electorate start to cast votes. The reasons are they have been compromised before the election. So it not just down to the IMEC staff and the security agencies to do the info. They should know what the new election law has been powered for. So many people to go through and administer it to the people. The electorate will vote their choice and our vote will come.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Alozie. Mr. Zion from Jaria, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
The question is, I'm the truly independent. That is where it starts from. When we were in our secondary school,
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Mrs. Iron, you have to call back. I don't know what happened. But I think Dakuku is on the line, so let us hear from Dakuku from it. Hi, Dakuku. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
The president is talking. The president is not going to all states to start to conduct elections. He cannot go to the ward or unit to conduct. But the INEC people and the INEC observers, they are the people who do everything in the polling unit and other things. Whatever they write, they have to submit to the INEC command. I get to my point. That's the problem we are having. In those units, they can supervise it. And they said by the INEC command, election will become free and fair election in this country. And just today, a lot of them that they make a lot of money. That's why a lot of them apply to become INEC observers and other things in the different units. That's the problem we are having. If they can walk differently as directed, the election will come free and fair.
Dakuku,
I can see me. What like Kina and Santelli in River State, when it comes the INEC chairman or the INEC chairman, they will be fresh with some millions of naira. You see what some of them connected in the state, this is a free gift to them. They will do whatever they want to do.
Dakuku, can you hear me? Oh dear. I was going to ask Dakuku something. He said the president cannot move from one region to another. I don't know if I got that, I mixed that up somehow, but I understood it to mean that everything was heavily dependent on INEC. As the president is now, I mean, when it comes to development and running the nation, he doesn't necessarily need to. I'm fully aware that there are places that the president has not been to in this country. But then we expect him from wherever he is to do something. That's why we have systems, isn't it? That's why we have levels of government. That's why we have the federal government, the state government, the local government. That is why we also have sub-ministries. We have Ministry of Petroleum, Aviation, you can name it, all the ministries that we possibly can think of. That is why we also have other sub-units in some of these ministries. And all of these units or divisions, as it were, are cut out or mapped out to tend to setting issues. So yes, point taken, Dakuku, the president can never go everywhere to ensure. But do you think that only INEC should be saddled with this responsibility of bringing forth a free and fair election, so much so that it becomes the legacy of an outgoing president? Mr. Zion, welcome back. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Mr. President, amidst the commander-in-chief, he doesn't have the responsibility to start giving orders of his own. It's a system that progresses.
Okay.
So if INEC can be independent, based on that definition on arm, then they can deliver. Does INEC have their own court? Does INEC have the power to prosecute any electoral offender? The answer is no. So that is number one problem. Now look at the agencies INEC uses in to run the elections. They use the Nigerian Army, Nigerian Police, Civil Defense, which is wrong. Those are not the people you should use to run an election as INEC. The people you should contact is the paramount ruler and the CDC and the youth leader. Are you saying it now? Mm. In every polling unit, there is a paramount ruler that is in charge of that domain. But look at INEC, they'll go and bring the Nigerian police. Nigerian police will tell you that you have to feed their dogs. You have to feed their office. You have to fuel their car. That is why we now give them billions of naira just for one election. The Nigerian army will tell you, our men must be gallant, they must this. You give them billions of naira. The Nigerian Air Force will tell you, oh, to over our aircraft, you have to give us billions of naira. Are you going to conduct election when there are locals, when those locals know where they can thumbprint and bring back the box for you? When the locals know the people who are capable of snatching ballot box in their community? When the paramount ruler knows who are the people that are prone to commit violence, you avoid him, it will avoid themselves. Because after the election, you go home or you go to your office after INEC, he remains there and the people will come after him. But if you empower him, give him the authority, GD Square, you are the paramount ruler in GD community. Any electoral violence, it is you, you will hold. For your security and overhead running of this election, take this 5 million naira. In your community as a paramount ruler, you know all the stubborn guys. They are your subject. You know the ballot draft, Bob. They are your subject. The brilliant ones to use for the election, you know them. You now hold a meeting. And come a community DD Square. We are in charge of this election. And CDC, mobilize your boys, give them security. Automatically, you have pulled the community. No violence. Nobody will drag ballot box. Even if they bring strangers to come and drag ballot box, because of the ultimatum INEC has given to you, you don't want to lose your throne, you don't want to be dethroned, you don't want things to happen that they now stack your community as a violent prone environment, you will bring all the strong men right. in your community.
Mrs. Zion.
So the truth is, yes.
Mrs. Zion. Now, you've hinted so much about the possibility of eradicating violence and ballot box snatching, as it were. But you do know that it's not the only problem we have when we want to establish free and fair elections, right? What about manipulation of results? What about places where... What about areas where elections never happened? The elections did not hold, yet we have results coming from those polling units.
Because there's a paramount ruler that was never given the responsibility to take care of the responsibility.
Hold on. Is it the paramount ruler that manipulates results?
No, it is his subject.
It is his subject that manipulates the results?
Of course.
Interesting.
So since you did not give him the responsibility to take charge of that election, he doesn't care. A political party that felt that this man has a voice there, oh my goodness me, they will first consult him. With all due respect, can you go to a Okwuchiri community to say you want to rig election without the permission of a particular man there? Can you try that? Can you go to a Okwuchiri kingdom, you want to commit violence? No! There's a paramount ruler here who will tell you can't try this here.
Okay.
I am not a political party member. I am here for my people. Who are you? He will send the security men before you. That is what we are saying. Look at the white men. How they colonize us? They came through our paramount ruler.
All right,
why can't
you
use the same
Mrs. Zion. Let's hear from someone else now. Ogunduino Zwaba, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Didi, let's put this straight. The paramount rulers are not the people or persons that control the bad boys in the community.
Okay.
The politicians, the House of Assembly members, they control these boys. So let us put it straight. You don't come tomorrow and you say something and you put community leaders into issues. Let's not forget that those community leaders have children. That is it. But let me go straight to say this. Before elections started in Nigeria, there were no elections in the past. My question is, we are saying we are running a democratic or democracy kind of government in Nigeria.
Yes.
And I think people who started democracy They have way. They have how they go about what is called election. How are those people going after those elections? Just like in United States, just like the recent one that just happened, the governorship elections and the rest of them. How were these elections conducted? How were the citizens' mindset and the whole thing? Didi, let me tell you, the bottom line is, we can never conduct a peaceful, credible, and wonderful election in Nigeria because myself as an electorate is not ready. I am not ready. So let's forget about government.
Hold on, Ogundu. What propels your readiness? What do you mean by you are not ready?
When I mean I am not ready, I mean I might be ready, but how many of us are ready to change it? If I am ready, you begin to count how many persons are ready. Out of 100, do you know 98 are not ready? It is only 2% that are ready. That is what we're saying. In a system in Nigeria where we have people who want to do things right, they are not much.
Okay, now, Ogudu, let me ask you a direct question. We have a population of well over 200 million people in Nigeria as we speak, right?
Yes.
Let's try to exclude children, the minors. Now, let's look at the registered number of voters at the moment. I think the last I checked, that was before INEC put out the voter register, right? How many people had registered at the time?
How many people registered at the time?
Yeah, I just want us to look at the numbers for a bit. Let us look at registered voters. How many people have their PVCs as we speak? How many people will be able to get their permanent voters card, that's PVCs, before the elections next year? So far, so good, as at the last time I checked, there was some sort of delay in getting the PVCs for River State, you know, getting them available, printing them and getting them available for collection. Even with the timeline given to us, that people that have registered from XYZ date to dates to XYZ date, their PVCs will be ready at XYZ date. Now, the direct question I'm going to ask you is very simple. As much as we have XYZ number of voters or registered voters, are we expecting that all of this number of registered voters will turn up on the election day? If it is only 2% of this number of registered voters that will show up on the election day and stay to defend their votes and fight for their votes and ensure that their vote does count, wouldn't it amount to something? If 2% is just, let's say, 10 million, assuming it's just 10 million, can't 10 million people decide the fate of Nigeria? If 2% is just 5 million, and this 5 million people are dead, they're putting their foot to the ground and they're saying this is what we want, can they determine the fate of Nigeria? Do we need the entire populace to determine that for us?
Yes, we don't need the entire populace to determine election, just like what you said. To also remind you that those two few millions that would want everything to well, go to their mindset, ask them the reason why they are voting. Will their vote not be bought that day? These are some of the things we should ask ourselves. Yes, I am out for election, no doubt about it. What is my mindset? Who am I voting in? And at the end of the day, what is the reason why I'm casting my vote? Am I not casting my vote because of what I will get from this government? Am I casting my vote because of what the government will do to the masses? Just like what I said, the citizens, the populace, the electorate, we are not ready. Until when we are ready, let's leave the government alone.
What you've done is shift the onus. You know, it now lies with the electorate and not even the president, if that is what I understand from everything you've said so far. I want to go to Facebook, see some of your messages on Facebook already. Just quickly read through them and then come back to the phone lines. I can't access them from my screen now, but I think I'll find an alternative some way, somehow. All right. Progress Uchenna on Facebook says, in my opinion, I don't think the responsibility lies only on the president. The citizens, INEC personnel and armed forces have a crucial role to play to make 2023 free and fair elections. Victor Izogu says, the president or presidency, if you are talking about the president, he's tired and wants to run away, leaving all the problems for the next president. Interesting. Ihiana Ihan Yuchuku Alaribe says, no, I don't think so, because it's a collective duty of the citizens and electoral umpire to ensure that the elections is free and fair in 2023. The electoral umpire needs to ensure that they are independent and not controlled by present administration to influence the results for the ruling party, while the citizens need to make sure that the politicians shouldn't buy them off. That's vote buying, or use rigging to win the election. All right, let me go to WhatsApp now. Livinus Njoku from HA says, Nigerians are closely watching President Buhari to see whether he will consolidate the legacy of a free and fair elections, which his predecessor Jonathan bequeathed to us, or he will take us back to the era of a do-or-die election where the ruling party would like to truncate the process of a free and fair election. Now, this other one says, some people will never see... Okay, this is totally different. If the body that is responsible for conducting election is transparent enough, and the president that appoints them, every other thing will be in place. See how citizens react anytime INEC announces results. Ezekiel Isaiah, send that in. And... okay. I don't know who you are, but this is totally, totally uncalled for. Thank you very much. If you're just joining us, it's still the Sunny Side of your number one station for talk. Nice, 2.3 Nigeria in Fair FM. The possibility of a free and fair election in Nigeria. Our president has promised to leave a legacy of free and fair elections in Nigeria and the West African sub-region at large. He said this yesterday at the 2022 second ordinary session of the ECOWAS Parliament in Abuja. The president said he will finish his second term next year, reiterating his desire to conduct a hitch-free election, adding that the country is committed to a stable West Africa. And the question is, does the onus lie on the president alone to deliver a free and fair election come 2023? And by every standard, what should a free and fair election entail? Charles, welcome. Go ahead. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Charles. Didi. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I just called in to lend my voice. Mm. We are talking about free and fair election in Nigeria.
Exactly.
I think... it is everybody's responsibility.
Okay.
But the electorate, the INEC as an umpire, and the president as the chief security officer of the country. I think we all have a role to play. Recently, I was actually opportune to attend a rally somewhere in a local government. I don't want to mention. But then, if you see the demonstration of some guys, you understand that we still have a long way to go as to achieving a free, fair, and credible election. Yeah, most of them were thugs. You could see that from their actions. You could see how they were ranting and, you know, going about the campaign stuff and all of that. And these are the same people who will be used tomorrow to truncate democracy. So what we are saying in essence is it's now left in the hands of the security agents. I know they cannot do it all, but they have, you know, a better role to play to achieving free, fair, credible elections. If they can actually go to, if they live up to their duties in the polling units where they are posted, I think we wouldn't record much of, you know, a kind of violence or trying to truncate the electoral process. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I want to say, it is the security agents who have a better role to play to achieving this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We go on a final commercial break.
Different ideologies.
Different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Our time flies when we are having great conversations. Unfortunately, we're pressed for time at the moment. So what I will do quickly is to read through some of your final WhatsApp messages. And then thereafter, I think that will be all for this conversation. Now, good afternoon. Election can be free and fair. The INEC can put robust measures in place and allow citizens vote online. Major Emmanuel. MOD, send that in. Oh dear. Is this something just funny happened? My screen freezes. And what's the other tab? I'm unable to access your WhatsApp messages at the moment. Okay, I think I found a way around it. Alazia King says, good afternoon, Double G. To achieve free and fair elections in Nigeria, the agencies that are saddled with the constitutional responsibilities to take the oversight functions to supervise the conduct of elections must be transparent, void of taking bribe and other compromise. If this is in view, we'll achieve free and fair elections. But if the system of elections, bribing and vote buying continue and there is no adequate punishment for offenders, the unfair treatment will continue. Alozie King from... Okay, thank you so much. So my two cents on the subject matter as we wrap things up. A free and fair election, what does it entail, really? Involving political freedoms and what we will call fair processes leading up to the vote. A fair count of eligible voters who cast the ballots, including such aspects as electoral fraud, of voter suppression and acceptance of election results by all. So it moves beyond the election day to even contesting the outcome or opposing the outcome of the election. Sometimes some things are very visible to the blind and even audible to the deaf. But in the end, how many of us will stand by